1928, huh?
It'll be
93. Shabbat Shalom, Bob.
Shabbat Shalom. This week is Parashat 31. And that is Leviticus 21:1, which starts on page 134 of your complete Jewish Bible. Adonai said to Moses, "Speak to the Kohen, the sons of Aaron. Tell him no Kohen is to make himself unclean for any of his people who dies, except for his close relatives, his mother, father, son, daughter, and brother. He may also make himself unclean for his virgin sister, who has never married and is therefore dependent on him. He may not make himself unclean, because he is a leader among his people. Doing so would profane him. Kohen are not to make bald spots on their heads, mar the edges of their beards, or cut gashes in their flesh. Rather, they are to be holy for their God and not profane the name of their God. For they are the ones who present Adonai with offerings made by fire, the bread of their God. Therefore, they must be holy."
A Kohen is to marry a woman who... A Kohen is not to marry a woman who is a prostitute, who has been profaned, or who has been divorced, because he's holy for his God. Rather, you are to set him apart as holy because he offers the bread of your God. He is to be holy for you because I, Adonai, who makes you holy, am holy. The daughter of a Kohen who profanes herself by prostitution profanes her father. She is to be put to death by fire.
The Kohen who is ranked highest among his brother, the one on whose head the anointing oil is poured, and who is consecrated to put on the garments, is not to stop grooming his hair, tear his clothes, go in where any dead body is, or make himself unclean, even when his father or mother dies. He may not leave the sanctuary then, or profane the sanctuary of his God, because the consecration of the anointing oil of his God is on him. I am Adonai.
He's to marry a virgin. He may not marry a widow, divorcee, profaned woman, or prostitute. But he must marry a virgin from among his own people and not disqualify his descendants among his people. Because I am Adonai who makes him holy.
Adonai said to Moses, "Tell Aaron, none of your descendants who has a defect may approach to offer the bread of his God. No one with a defect may approach. No one blind, lame, with a mutilated face or limb too long, a broken foot or a broken arm, a hunchback, stunted growth, a cataract in his eye, festering or running sores or damaged testicles. No one descended from Aaron the Kohen who has such a defect may approach to present the offerings for Adonai made by fire. He has a defect and is not to approach to offer the bread of his God. He may eat the bread of his God, both the especially holy and the holy. Only, he is not to go into the curtain or approach the altar, because he has a defect, so that he will not profane my holy places, because I am Adonai who makes them holy."
Moses said these things to Aaron, his sons, and all the people of Israel.
Adonai said to Moses, "Tell Aaron and his sons to separate themselves from the holy things of the people of Israel, which they set apart as holy for me, so that they will not profane my holy name. I am Adonai. Tell them, any descendant of yours, through all your generations, who approaches the holy things that the people of Israel consecrate to Adonai, is unclean and will be cut off before me. I am Adonai."
Any descendants of Aaron with leprosy or a discharge is not to eat the holy things until he is clean. Anyone who has touched a person made unclean by a dead body, or who has had a seminal emission, or who has touched a reptile or insect that can make him unclean, or a man who is unclean for any reason, and who can transmit to him his uncleanness. The person who touches any of these will be unclean until evening, and he's not to eat the holy things unless he bathes his body in water. After sunset he will be clean, and afterwards he may eat the holy things, because they are his food. But he's not to eat anything that dies naturally or is torn to death by wild animals, and therefore make himself unclean. I am Adonai. The Kohen must observe this charge of mine, because otherwise, if they profane it, they will bear the consequences of their sin for doing so and die in it. I am Adonai who makes them holy.
No one who is not a Kohen may eat anything holy, nor may a tenant or employee of a Kohen eat anything holy. But if a Kohen acquires a slave, either through purchase or through his being born in his household, he may share his fruit. If the daughter of a Kohen is married to a man who is not a Kohen, she is not to have a share of the food set aside from the holy things. But if the daughter of a Kohen is a widow or divorcee and has no child, and she is sent back to her father's house as when she was young, she may share in her father's food. But no one not a Kohen is to share in it. If a person eats holy food by mistake, he must add one-fifth to it and give the holy food to the Kohen. They are not to profane the holy things of the people of Israel that they have set apart for Adonai, and thus cause them to bear guilt, requiring a guilt offering by eating their holy things, because I am Adonai who makes them holy.
Adonai said to Moses, speak to Aaron and his sons, and to the entire people of Israel. Tell them, whenever a member of the house of Israel or a foreigner living in Israel brings his offering, either in connection with a vow or a voluntary offering, and brings it to Adonai as a burnt offering, in order for you to be accepted, you must bring a male without defect from the cattle, the sheep, or the goats. You are not to bring anything with a defect, because it will not be accepted from you. Whoever brings a sacrifice of peace offerings to Adonai in fulfillment a vow or a voluntary offering, whether it come from the herd or from the flock, it must be unblemished and without defect in order to be accepted. If it is blind, injured, mutilated, or abnormal growth, or has festering running sores, you are not to offer it to Adonai, or make such an offering by fire on the altar to Adonai. If a bull or a lamb has a limb which is too long or short, you may offer it as a voluntary offering, but as a limb has a limb which is too long or short, you may offer it as a voluntary offering, but for a vow, it will not be accepted. Excuse me. An animal with bruised, crushed, torn, or cut genitals, you are not to offer to Adonai. You are not to do these things in your land. You are not to receive any of these from a foreigner for you to offer as bread for God, for your God, because their deformity is a defect in them. They will not be accepted from you.
Adonai said to Moses, when a bull, sheep, or goat is born, it is to stay with its mother for 7 days. But from the eighth day on, it may be accepted for an offering made by fire to Adonai. However, no animal is to be slaughtered together with its young on the same day, neither cow nor ewe.
When you offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving to Adonai, you must do it in a way that you will be accepted. It must be eaten on the same day as it's offered. Leave none of it until morning. I am Adonai.
You are to keep my mitzvah and obey them. I am Adonai. You're not to profane my holy name. On the contrary, I am to be regarded as holy among the people of Israel. I am Adonai, who makes you holy, who brought you out of the land of Egypt to be your God. I am Adonai. Adonai said to Moses, tell the people of Israel the designated times of Adonai, which you are to proclaim as holy convocations, are my designated times. Work is to be done on 6 days, but the seventh day is a Shabbat, a complete rest, a holy convocation. You are not to do any kind of work. It is a Shabbat for Adonai, even in your homes. These are the designated times for Adonai, the holy convocations you are to proclaim at their designated times. In the first month, on the 14th day of the month, between sundown and complete darkness, comes Passover for Adonai. On the 15th day of the same month is the festival of matzah. For 7 days you are to eat matzah. On the first day, you are to have a holy convocation. Don't do any kind of ordinary work. Bring an offering made by fire to Adonai for 7 days. On the seventh day is a holy convocation. Do not do any kind of ordinary work.
Leviticus 23:9. Adonai said to Moses, tell the people of Israel, after you enter the land I am giving you and harvest its ripe crops, you are to bring a sheaf of the first fruits of your harvest to the Kohen. He's to wave the sheaf before Adonai so that you will be accepted, and the Kohen is to wave it on the day after the Shabbat. On the day that you wave the sheaf, you are to offer a male lamb without defect in its first year as a burnt offering for Adonai. Its grain offering is to be 1 gallon of fine flour mixed with olive oil. An offering made by fire to Adonai is a fragrant aroma. Its drink offering is to be of wine, 1 quart. You are not to eat bread, dried grain, or fresh grain until the day you bring the offering for your God. This is a permanent regulation through all your generations, no matter where you live.
From the day after the day of rest, that is, from the day you bring the sheaf for waving, you are to count 7 full weeks. Until the day after the 7th week, you are to count 50 days. And then you are to present a new grain offering to Adonai. You must bring bread from your homes for waving, 2 loaves made with 1 gallon of fine flour baked with leaven, as first fruits for Adonai. Along with the bread, present 7 lambs without defect, 1 year old, 1 young bull, and 2 rams. These will be a burnt offering for Adonai with their grain and drink offerings, an offering made by fire as a fragrant aroma for Adonai. Offer 1 male goat as a sin offering, and 2 male lambs, 1 year old, as a sacrifice of peace offerings. The Kohen will wave them with the bread of the first fruits as a wave offering before Adonai, with the 2 lambs. These will be holy for Adonai, for the Kohen. On the same day, you are to call a holy convocation. Do not do any kind of ordinary work. This is a permanent regulation through all your generations, no matter where you live.
When you harvest the ripe crops produced in your land, don't harvest all the way to the corners of your field, and don't gather the ears of grain left by the harvesters. Leave them for the poor and the foreigner. I am Adonai your God.
Adonai said to Moses, tell the people of Israel, in the 7th month, the 1st of the month is to be for you a day of complete rest from remembering, a holy convocation announced with blasts on the shofar. Do not do any kind of ordinary work, and bring an offering made by fire to Adonai.
Adonai said to Moses, the 10th day of the 7th month is Yom Kippur. You are to have a holy convocation. You are to deny yourselves. You are to bring an offering made by fire to Adonai. You are not to do any kind of work on that day, because it's Yom Kippur, to make atonement for you before Adonai your God. Anyone who does not deny himself on that day is to be cut off from his people. And anyone who does any kind of work on that day, I will destroy from among his people. You are not to do any kind of work. It is a permanent regulation through all your generations, no matter where you live. It will be for you a Shabbat of complete rest, and you are to deny yourselves. You are to rest on your Shabbat from evening the ninth day of the month until the following evening.
Adonai said to Moses, tell the people of Israel, on the 15th day of this seventh month is the Feast of Sukkot for 7 days to Adonai. On the first day there is to be a holy convocation. Do not do any kind of ordinary work. For 7 days, you are to bring an offering made by fire to Adonai. On the eighth day, you are to have a holy convocation and bring an offering made by fire to Adonai. It is a day of public assembly. Do not do any kind of ordinary work.
Something happened. Did you skip a sentence?
I didn't think so.
What happened? Did you say the Feast of Sukkot? Is it
37.
But you read 33, but I didn't hear you saying
that. I read 33.
What? Feast of Sukkot, did you say that?
Yes, darling.
Oh, okay. These are the designated times of Adonai that you are to proclaim as holy convocations, and bring an offering made by fire to Adonai, a burnt offering, a grain offering, a sacrifice, and drink offerings, each on its own day. Besides the Shabbats of Adonai, your gifts, all your vows, and all your voluntary offerings that you give to Adonai.
But on the 15th day of the seventh month, when you have gathered the produce of the land, you are to observe the festival of Adonai 7 days. The first day is to be a complete rest, and the eighth day is to be a complete rest. On the first day, you are to take choice fruit, palm fronds, thick branches, and river willows, and celebrate in the presence of Adonai your God for 7 days. You are to observe it as a feast to Adonai 7 days in the year. It is a permanent regulation, generation after generation. Keep it in the seventh month. You are to live in Sukkot for 7 days. Every citizen of Israel is to live in a sukkah, so that generation after generation of you will know that I made the people of Israel live in Sukkot when I brought them out of the land of Egypt. I am Adonai your God.
Thus Moses announced to the people of Israel the designated times of Adonai.
Adonai said to Moses, order the people of Israel to bring you pure oil from crushed olives for the light, to keep the light lamps burning always. Outside the curtain of the testimony in the tent of meeting, Aaron is to arrange for the light to be kept burning always from evening until morning before Adonai. This is to be a permanent regulation through all your generations. He is always to keep in order the lamps on the pure menorah before Adonai.
You are to take fine flour and use it to bake 12 loaves, 1 gallon per loaf. Arrange them in 2 rows, 6 in a row, on the pure table before Adonai. Put frankincense in each row to be an offering made by fire to Adonai, in place of the bread and as a reminder of it. Regularly, every Shabbat, he is to arrange them before Adonai. They are from the people of Israel as a covenant forever. They will belong to Aaron and his sons, and they are to eat them in the holy place, because from him, for him they are, of the offerings for Adonai made by fire especially holy. This is a permanent law.
There was a man who was the son of a woman of Israel and an Egyptian father. He went out among the people of Israel, and this son of a woman of Israel had a fight in the camp with a man of Israel, in the course of which the son of the woman of Israel uttered the name Yahweh in a curse. So they brought him to Moses. His mother's name was Shulamith, the daughter of Dibri, of the tribe of Dan. They put him under guard till Adonai would tell them what to do. Adonai said to Moses, "Take the man who cursed outside the camp. Have everyone who heard him lay their hands on his head, and have the entire community stone him. Then tell the people of Israel, whoever curses his God will bear the consequences of his sin. And whoever blasphemes the name of Adonai must be put to death. The entire community must stone him. The foreigner as well as the citizen is to be put to death if he blasphemes the name.
Anyone who strikes another person and kills him must be put to death. Anyone who strikes an animal and kills it is to make restitution, life for life. If someone injures his neighbor, what he did is to be done to him. Break for break, eye for eye, tooth for tooth. Whatever injury he has caused for the other person is to be rendered to him in return. He who kills an animal is to make restitution, but he who kills another person is to be put to death. You are to apply the same standard of judgment to the foreigner as to the citizen, because I am Adonai your God."
So Moses spoke to the people of Israel, and they took the man who had cursed outside the camp and stoned him to death. Thus the people of Israel did as Adonai had ordered Moses. Then we have Ezekiel 44:15-31. You find that starting on page 700. "However, the Kohen who are Levites and descendants of Zadok, who took care of my sanctuary when the people of Israel went astray from me, they are the ones who will approach me and serve me. It is they who will attend me and offer me the fat and the blood, says Adonai Elohim. They will enter my sanctuary, approach my table to minister to me and perform my service.
Once they enter the gates of the inner courtyard, they are to wear linen clothing. They are not to wear any wool while serving at the gates of the inner courtyard or inside it. They are to wear linen turbans on their heads and linen underclothes on their bodies. They are not to wear anything that makes them sweat. Before going out to the people in the outer courtyard, they are to remove the clothes in which they minister, lay them in the holy rooms, and put on other clothes, so that they won't transmit holiness to the people by means of their clothing. They are not to shave their heads or let their hair grow long, but must keep their hair carefully trimmed. No Kohen is to drink wine when he enters the inner courtyard. They may not marry a widow or a divorcee, but must marry virgins descended from the house of Israel or a widow whose deceased husband was a Kohen.
They are to teach my people the difference between holy and common, and enable them to distinguish between clean and unclean. They are to be judges in designated festivals. They are to keep my laws and regulations, and they are to keep my Shabbats holy. They are not to come to any dead person, because this would make them unclean. However, a father, mother, son, daughter, brother, or sister who has had no husband, they may make themselves unclean. After a Kohen has been purified, he is to wait 7 days. Then on the day he enters the sanctuary, when he goes into the inner courtyard to minister in the sanctuary, he is to offer his sin offering, says Adonai Elohim.
Their inheritance is to be this: I myself am their inheritance. You are not to grant them any possession in Israel. I myself am their possession. They are to eat grain offerings, sin offerings, and guilt offerings, and everything in Israel devoted to God will be theirs. The first of the first fruits of everything and every voluntary contribution of everything from all your offerings will be for the Kohen. You are also to give the Kohen the first of your dough so that a blessing will rest on your house. The Kohen will not eat anything, bird or animal that dies naturally or is torn to death.
We have Matthew 26, 59 through 66, and find that on 12:59. The head Cohen and the whole Sanhedrin looked for some false evidence against Yeshua, so that they might put him to death. But they didn't find any, even though many liars came forward to give testimony. At last, however, two people came forward and said, "This man said, 'I can tear down God's temple and build it again in 3 days.'" The Kohen Haggadah stood up and said, "Have you nothing to say to this accusation these men are making?" Yeshua remained silent. The Kohen Haggadah said to him, "I put you under oath. By the living God, tell us if you are the Messiah, the Son of God." Yeshua said to him, "The words are your own. But I tell you that one day you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the Most High and coming on the clouds of heaven." At this, the Kohen Haggadah tore his robes. "Blasphemy," he said. "Why do we still need witnesses? You heard him blaspheme. What is your verdict?" "Guilty," they answered. "He deserves death." Then they spit in his face and pounded him with their fists. And those who were beating him said, "Now you, Messiah, prophesy to us. Who hit you that time?"
Peter was sitting outside the courtyard when a servant girl came up to him. "You too were with Yeshua from the Galilee," she said, but he denied it in front of everyone. "I don't know what you're talking about." He went out onto the porch, and another girl saw him and said to the people there, "This man was with Yeshua of Nazareth." Again he denied it, swearing, "I don't know the man." After a little while, the bystanders approached Peter and said, "You must be one of them. Your accent gives you away." This time he began to invoke a curse on himself as he swore, "I do not know the man." And immediately a rooster crowed, and Peter remembered what Yeshua had said, "Before the rooster crows, you will disown me 3 times. And he went outside and cried bitterly.
Now we have 1 Peter 2, 4 through 10. You'll find that on page 1516. "As you come to him, the living stone, rejected by people but chosen by God and precious to him, you yourselves as living stones are being built into a spiritual house to be Kohen, set apart for God to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to him through Yeshua the Messiah. This is why the Tanakh says, 'Look, I am laying in Zion a stone, a chosen and precious cornerstone, and whoever rests his trust on it will certainly not be humiliated.'
Now
keep trusting. He is precious. But to those who are not trusting, the very stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. Also, he is a stone that will make people stumble, a rock over which they will trip." They are stumbling at the word, disobeying it, as had been planned. "But you are a chosen people, the king's Kohen, a holy nation, a people for God to possess. Why, in order for you to declare the praises of the one who called you out of darkness into this wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Before, you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy.
Thank you, Father God, for this Shabbat. Help us to humble ourselves before you, Lord, this day. Help us to rest and recuperate from our week's work. In the name of Yeshua, we pray that you will be with us as we interact with others and help us to be a shining light for you. Amen.
Amen.